Nigoyim Perik Dalad Mishnah Yud Aleph Le'ilui Nishmas Moshe Kapel Ben Yehoshua Baheres Kachatzi Gris Ve'ein Baklum. We are continuing from yesterday's two Mishnayos where we had these half-sized Baheres where things started to appear. So in this case, there's a Baheres that's not full-sized to be Tame. It's only Kachatzi Gris, a half a gris, which means it's not big enough. Ve'ein Baklum. And there's no white hairs growing out of it, so right now he's not even got a problem. But if immediately afterwards a second half a kagris nega appeared attached to it, and then two white hairs sprouted in it, so you had a full kagris baheres, and then came the two white hairs, hare zo lahachalit. Then this is confirmed. This is no longer a quarantine situation. This is a definitive tumah situation because a full kagris sized nega preceded two white hairs coming out of the entire area. Mipnesha amru, because they said in the halacha, it was said in baheres kadma l'seir lavan tameh. If the full sized baheres comes first and then the white hairs sprout afterwards, then he is tameh. And this comes from the lashon in the Torah, where it says that it turns the hair lavan, it turns the hair white. So the baheres turns the hair white, not any other order. On the other hand, vimseir lavan kodon lavahares, if on the other hand the white hair sprouted first before the baheres was of the proper size, as we had in the previous Mishnah, then tahar, because the sequence is off. Vim safek, if it is unknown which came first, the nega or the hairs, then tameh, he is tameh. Even though, generally speaking, suffix, we tend to follow the chazaka, and we would say the last known situation he was in, he did not have white hairs, but here we disregard the chazaka because probability suggests that the baheres turned the hairs white. In other words, as soon as he got a baheres, that immediately throws off all preceding chazaka that he was tahar. His tahara existed before the baheres. The baheres interrupted the chazaka. Hair would normally be dark or black, and we assume because of the way the Torah sets things out, that it was turned white by the baheres. So the chazaka is a flawed chazaka, and we cannot rely on it in any way. Most of the mefarshim say that this is tamei vadai. This is a definite min ha-Torah tumah, because it's not the usual kind of suffik where the chachamim are just being machmir a little bit. He's got a baheres, he's got white hairs, he's got all of the things that the Torah says are going to make him tameh. And the presumption that the dark hair was whitened by the baheres is a situation where that's what the Torah said would happen. So there's no suffik here really to speak of. So what we're saying, vim suffik, if we haven't observed definitively which came first, then we go tameh. Rabbi Yoshua kiha. Rabbi Yoshua, on the other hand, literally it means he blunted his teeth. Some translators say he winced. He squished his eyes together. The idea that a suffek would be deemed tameh instead of tahar, Rabbi Yoshua declared that anytime there's a suffek tumah, we go lahakel and we'll say he's tahar. He did not like it. Other people say it means kiha. He critically analyzed what the Chum said and he rejected it. Some say he might have even gathered some different Tanoim to agree with him. But the mainstream view, according to the Tanakama, is Tameh, and it's not an ordinary type of Suffolk, as we've been describing. Parak Hey Mishnah Aleph, Kol Sfeik Negayim Tahar. Now, it's funny, we just said in that case of a Suffolk, we said that we are going to say Tameh. But all cases of a suffik of a nega are tahar chutz mizeh, except for the previous preceding case that we just mentioned. So in the case where we weren't sure if the baheres came before the hair or the hair came before the baheres, then we say tameh. But all other suffikas of negayim we're actually going to call tahar, but va'odacher, there's also one other suffik nega where we're going to say tameh. And what is that? Be'ezezeh. Misha hoysa bo baheres kagris behisgira. Somebody had a baheres that was the proper size to be a nega, it was a full kagris, and he was quarantined for 1 week. Besof Shavuah, at the end of the week, v'harehi kasela. It was like a sela, meaning it was even bigger. So when the Kohen looks at it after 7 days, it looks almost like a completely different baheres. It's so much bigger than it was when he started. Safek shehihi. So then we have a question. Is it the same virus which was originally quarantined, and then it spread very wide? Or, Safek Sha'acheres Bo'atachtecha. Maybe the original virus disappeared and this is a new virus. So, in such a case, what do we do in such a Safek? Tameh, then we say Tameh. We treat the Safek Nega as definitely Tameh. Unlike many Negoim where we're going to try to be Mekil, here it's on the exact same spot. Granted, it's much bigger, but we're going to have to go with the idea that it's spread. Since the presence of a Nega with a Kagris was already established on that spot, we have no reason to assume that it disappeared and a new one came.